Welcome, everybody, to the Nova Nation podcast. I'm your host, Rob Logan. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Villanova basketball, both men's and women's, a little bit of women's, but mostly men's. The men's team has been doing great so far this year. They're ranked 15th in the nation. They have a record of 19-6 presently, 8-4 in the Big East. That's tied for second. On Sunday, they had their last game was against Temple. It was the conclusion of the Philadelphia Big Five portion of the schedule. And they came away with a win, of course, 76-56. We watched that game from my living room. Didn't get a chance to go to the game. But it was a great game. Colin Gillespie led all scorers with 29 points, and Jermaine Samuels also chipped in for 13. It was a great team win. They came out firing in the second half with those three-pointers, and it was just a great overall win. They needed that win after their last couple games. They had that little bit of stretch there where they lost three in a row to Creighton, Butler, and then that tough loss to Seton Hall. But they've won their last two, beating Marquette. Tight game. They had a nice little lead there towards the end, and Marquette did kind of chip away a little bit, but they did hold on for the win. So anytime you get a win like that in the Big East, it's a nice win. Obviously, everybody knows that the Big East is just tough to get through. So any win when you're playing against teams like that is a good win. Upcoming next for the men's basketball team is DePaul. Their first game that they played against DePaul, they won 79-75 in overtime. I don't know if you guys remember that game, but that was a tough game. DePaul, their record really for Big East play really doesn't represent how they play. They're a tough team to play, especially at home. And the men's team, it's going to be a battle playing an away game like this. I believe they left today to head out there. Get in tonight, kind of rest up a little bit, have a little bit of practice during the day, and get ready for a 9 o'clock game, which is going to be 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So everybody's going to have to definitely bring their A game tomorrow. It's going to be tough, and but getting a little bit of momentum from that Temple win will definitely help. What's interesting about the men's basketball team right now is the fact that they have five players that are averaging double figures in scoring. Of course, Shadiq Bey, Colin Gillespie. I think everybody knows those two big names. Colin's been playing great this whole entire year. But also, Robinson Earl is also double points. Jermaine Samuels, and also Justin Moore. Only a freshman playing great. That Temple game, second half, he was on fire shooting the three, and hopefully that carries over into the game against DePaul, because they're definitely going to need their shooting. They're definitely going to have to bring the A game, and this is going to be tough, but they're headed for a little bit of a tough stretch here, because out of their last seven games, five of them are away. So there's only two more home games, and that's not an easy measure. But Shadiq Bey, let's talk a little bit about him. His 3-point shooting is phenomenal. I believe he's almost at 47%. From the three-point line, which is phenomenal. You can't say enough about how he has played and how he has come up big in big moments for the Wildcats this year. Also, you have Gillespie shooting about 35% from the 3-point line, and also Justin Moore is up there too, shooting almost 37% from the 3-point line. So, I mean, you know how these guys play. The 3-point shot is a big big offense for them. Those three guys shooting the ball well, keeping the momentum going, is definitely something that's needed for these next 7 games as we kind of close out the season, get ready for the Big East tournament, and obviously what's coming up next with the March Madness. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Right now, behind Seton Hall, we do have a game left with them, but they're going to have to definitely play tough. As far as rebounding goes, obviously, most people know the number one rebounder on the team is Robinson Earl, playing big for a freshman. I also like the fact that he can shoot the free throw. So down the stretch, putting the ball in his hands is not a bad idea, because if he does go to the free throw line, he can make his shots. That's a very comforting thing, I believe, for Coach Wright. And that's definitely something that will help the team. They're all great shooters from the free throw line, though. Let me just say that. I mean, they're leading the Big East. They're tough, close games. They can close them out from the free throw line, and that's big. And a lot of these other teams in the Big East lack that ability to do that. So, that's definitely something we have going for us. I'm very excited for the last 7 games. And, we'll see what happens. The last 7 games, obviously we have the Baltimore. Xavier is up, St. John's, Providence, Seton Hall, and then we close on the 7th against Georgetown. There's definitely several wins in there, I see. I think tomorrow will be a tough game, but we will pull a W out for that. Xavier, we should beat as well. We beat them 68-62 last time we met on December 30th. St. John's should be another win. I can't see us. We beat them by 20 in Madison Square Garden, no less. So that's one of our home games that is remaining. And then we got Providence, who we did beat, but was a tough game. But that's also home. And then the big game, March 4th at Seton Hall, 8:30. That's going to be the game. And we played them tough. Powell is tough. He didn't really have that great of a game. I mean, but he did make some shots towards the end there. But that's going to be the tough one. And then we close at Georgetown. We beat Georgetown 80-66 in the first meeting at the Wells Fargo Center. So I definitely think, let's see, one win, two wins, three, four. We could do 6 out of 7 wins, which would put us at 25 wins for the season going into the Big East tournament. That sounds pretty good to me. Right now, I believe for the brackets as it goes for March Madness, Villanova's hovering right around that 4th seed. I believe if we win the Big East, either tournament or regular season, I would think that would bump us up to definitely a 3rd seed. If we win both of those, like we have done the last couple of years here and there, I definitely would see us maybe even getting up to a 2 seed. The Big East is tough overall. We have There's a lot of teams that are ranked in the Big East right now in the you know AP poll. So you know, just based upon strength of schedule, I would think that we could possibly get up to a 2 seed. Now, you know, whether 2 seed, 3 seed really makes a difference, or even 3 seed or 4 seed, I think what's going to make the difference is actually where we have to play, whether or not we have to go out west or you know, if we stay in the east. I think that is more of something to be concerned about than the actual seeding itself. So we'll see how things go. It's going to be fun. This team is extremely young. We have no seniors. Obviously, everybody knows that probably. 3 juniors, and this is a team that's built for a nice little run, I believe. And we're going to touch later on in the show and debate a little bit about who may be staying, maybe going, and what should they do. And we'll talk a little bit about next year's potential towards the end of the show. So we'll come back to that. But what I also wanted to get in and talk a little bit about is the women's team. Now, the reason why, to me, the women's team is special is my son, who you probably heard on another podcast that we did earlier in the season, he is a ball boy for the women's basketball team up in Villanova. We were at and did our last game on the 31st. That was the Friday where they beat St. John's in overtime. 66-64, I believe, was the score. But that was a phenomenal game played by the women's team. I love what they do and how they interact with you know, my son and the kids there. It's great. And so I have been paying attention to the women's team. Their last game, obviously, was a win against Georgetown on the 16th, the other day. That brought them to 14-11 for the season, 8-6 in Big East play. And they're going to have to win some games, obviously, here towards the end to possibly get a berth in the March Madness. But their next game is Marquette on the 21st. On the 23rd, they play DePaul. That's the game where my son will be at as a ball boy down underneath. Then they're playing Creighton, and they end the season with Providence. And then, obviously, they go into the biggest tournament from March 6th to the 9th. So their next game is Marquette. They did lose to Marquette earlier in the season, but it was definitely a tight game. I can definitely see this game going either way. And from what I saw actually being in the pavilion watching them play on the 31st, I mean, their offense basically goes through either, Mary Gadecka or Maddie Sechrist. I mean, those are the two girls that basically make the offense go. I love the way that they back cut and move the ball around. And, you know, they kind of slowed the game down to get better shots, which when you have somebody like Maddie Sechrist, who is averaging over 20 points a game this year as a redshirt freshman, she gets good shots, she makes good shots. In the game against St. John's that we were at, she's the person who actually tied the game up with like a couple seconds left on the clock. She made a little floater, went in, sent the game to overtime, and they ended up, you know, winning outright in the overtime period, beating St. John. So it was great to watch, fun. My son loves it. He gets to go on the court and high five all the girls and everything like that. So it's fun. The 23rd, which is this coming Sunday, I just read, is actually their last home game. So they will be honoring Coach Peretta at that game. After the game, they're going to be doing a little, I think, a little ceremony for him and everything, with it being his last home game. So if anybody's in the area, it's fun. It's going to be on a Sunday. It's a good time. So come out, watch, root for the girls. They play hard. They play physical, and it's fun to watch. Definitely, especially at the pavilion. Watching them there, it's fun. So, as far as their season leaders go, I mean, you basically start with the two girls I mentioned before, Maddie Sechrist and Mary Gadecka. I mean, Maddie's averaging, like I said, a little over 20 a game. Mary's averaging over 17 a game. Maddie's got a little bit close to like 9 rebounds a game. And Mary's got about 7 rebounds a game. And, you know, they just dominate. They just dominate play. They're Mary's senior. She's incredible. We watched her play last year as well. My son was there as well. And it's just, her maturity level is off the charts. So, it's going to be fun. I can't wait to, get there. We get there early. We get to hang out with them and, pre-warm ups and, it's just a good time. So, if you're in the area, go check it out. Like I said, they're honoring, Coach Beretta as well. So, That ought to be a fun time. What I want to do is just, you know, obviously the season's going on and, you know, we're right there. We've been, you know, hovering in that top 20 all year, as far as the men's go. And, it's been fun to watch the games. I've watched every single game, you know, whether it's in person or on the TV, and they're just fun to watch. They're a good group of kids, and I say kids, and I don't mean kids in the sense that they're immature at all, because their maturity level for being freshmen, sophomores, and juniors are off the charts. I mean, it starts with Colin. Being a junior, he's on point every game. He plays a lot of minutes, and he's a battler. I heard a little story about him, about how, and I think they said it during when they were playing Temple, how you know, the guys kind of Archie Arachino, Ryan kind of brought Brunson underneath his wings a little bit and was definitely showing him the ropes. And then Brunson then turned around and kind of put Gillespie underneath his wing and, you know, kind of showed him the ropes and everything. So, you know, it's all about the program. And that's why, you know, I am such a fan of the team and of the coaches. It's not just this year. It's the next year and the next year and the next year. So what I'd like to talk a little bit about and get you guys thinking is, you know, who we think could possibly leave the team this year, who could possibly move on in the NBA draft. I guess, well, let me just stop 1 second there and just back up for a little bit. There's a little bit of rumors going around about Coach Wright. I heard that the Knicks are extremely interested in him to be their next coach. And, you know, you hear all these reports all the time on the sports talk radios. I mean, if you want my personal opinion, there's no way Coach Wright leaves this program. I know, you know, there's some rumblings about him putting his house up for sale and all that stuff like that. Listen, Coach Wright has the perfect scenario going right now. Being, in the Big East, coaching this program, coming off of two championships, the recruits that he's bringing in and continually bringing in, this is a no-brainer to be here and coach this team. Obviously, he gets paid well, and I just can't see him leaving for the Knicks. Now, I say that because there's one little possibility, maybe, it's very slight, is I think he would consider, or at least listen to, if an offer came from the Sixers. That is the only slight possibility out there that I don't really think has me worried. I'm a Sixer fan, so I kind of pay close attention to them as well. I don't know if they don't advance any further in the playoffs. Brown possibly will be gone, but I don't know. Why leave a program like Villanova where you have control of everything, you have everything at your disposal to coach a team that has so many question marks, and you're dealing with older players, players who have these egos, and there's just so much stuff you got to deal with in the NBA. Me personally, there'd be no way I would ever leave something like that. But, I definitely think he would consider listening to an offer from the Sixers. Obviously, they would be over probably, offering him more money. But I don't know. That's just my opinion. So that's something to think about. But as far as players go, looking at this roster and just looking at some of the early, like, mock drafts with the NBA and, where these players are going to be positioned. I think the only one who possibly could move on to the NBA at this moment and at the end of this year is Shadik. His shooting, his three-point shooting, his percentage is high. He's long, plays that D. So, he's that wing player. The NBA loves that type of player who can shoot the three, play the D, and is on the wing. So that's a big commodity right now for the NBA. And, looking at this year's draft, overall, it's weak. So, it might not be a bad choice to possibly test the waters. I would definitely think that he would probably at least entertain maybe go into a combine and do that thing where he doesn't sign with an agent and kind of see where things go, and then if things kind of go good or kind of move forward, maybe then signing with an agent and seeing where he ends up. But I really think he's the only one from this year. I don't think Robinson Earl is ready for the NBA. I definitely think he needs to get stronger upper body. I definitely think he has NBA potential. But I just think that if he comes out now, he's just going to get lost in the sauce. So I think he'll be back. Obviously, your juniors will be back with Samuels and Colin. And you got, Dada there too. They'll be back. And, then you also have, Moore, he'll be back. I can't see him, Swider, these guys, they have to get stronger. Another season will do that for them. And the person that, I'm really actually looking forward to is, Brian Antoine. It's a shame that he got hurt when he did. I think he would have even added more to this team. He's a great player from Jersey. And, you know, him getting hurt when he did, didn't really have that off season to kind of, you know, put some muscle on, get some strength to play. Biggie's play, man, that's physical play. And you get bumped around. And, I mean, just look at Colin getting underneath there and posting up. And, I mean, it's tough. And you need to be physically, you know, fit to be able to, you know, get knocked around and, you know, hit around and everything. So it's a shame that he didn't get a chance to play a little bit more this year, especially in the beginning of the season. But I'm looking forward to big things for him next year. So the future is definitely bright for next year. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't mean to skip over this year, but I'm extremely excited for next year, because if, you know, if everything kind of stays the same, and even if Shadiq decides to come back for another year, I mean, watch out. I mean, we're talking definitely top five in the nation type team, and, you know, definitely one of the favorites to go back to, you know, Final Four type thing. So, you know, that's something to be excited about moving forward. But like I said, the only little question out there to me is the whole Jay Wright thing. You know, Coach Wright, especially if the Sixers kind of blow up like, you know, yeah, they may do. I'm a Sixer fan, so I can say that. I'm a little bit skeptical of how far they're going to go. And I've yelled at the TV many times at Coach Brown for stuff that he's done. So I definitely think that that conversation or that interview or that meeting will happen. But, you know, it is what it is. So hopefully everything stays the same. Looking forward to the closeout of the season. Tough schedule at the end there for Villanova. Playing on the road, 5 out of 7 games. But these are all winnable games. And, you know, we get to 25, 26 wins. And then, you know, win a game or two here or there in the tournament and see where things go. You know, we can definitely get that third seed, possibly second seed. So, and we obviously want to stay as close to home as possible. Don't want to necessarily go out to that West Coast. So, a lot of stuff going on. Once again, you know, next game is at DePaul tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. Our next podcast, we'll talk obviously a little bit about that game. And then also, don't forget, on Sunday, Coach Beretta, his last home game, over 40 years coaching at Villanova. It's going to be fun. It's going to be big. My son will be ball boy there, so I will be there in attendance watching with my family. So if you're in the area, go stop by and root for the women's team. They're a great, great team and fun to watch. So everybody, hope you enjoyed it. Enjoyed this podcast. We'll be doing more as things go along. Hopefully, I'll be getting some guest speakers on as well, and you know, have some question and answers for you guys. So listen to me once again, Nova Nation Podcast. Good night, everybody, and go Nova.